80s, 90s, 2K, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio, which just so happens to be my basement today. If you found yourself spending a little more time at home than you had anticipated, make the best of it with a new home theater system from Patterson's Audio and Video. They're going to help you pick out the system that's perfect for you. They'll even get it installed. Learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. Stop by in person across the street from the Birdie Skate Park or call them 208-678-6997. It's Wednesday, and while we are all working from home, we're still trying to keep up with what's normal in a world that is seemingly impossible to find normalcy anymore. Joined by Cheryl Viola, the Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce, joining us on the phone today. You're working from home, I'm working from home, and I gotta say, it's all right being able to wear a t-shirt to work instead of a collared shirt and tie.
Well, I'm having the opposite effect, where I have a 11-year-old who's constantly coming in and trying to give me hugs throughout the day, which it's great that he's so affectionate. However, he likes to do it when I'm on the telephone.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, that was it. I think Jimmy Fallon was doing a late night segment from his house the other day. And he's sitting there in the middle of, a national television program. And then his daughter comes in and interrupts him. Or maybe it was Jimmy Kimmel or somebody. But, we're trying to deal with the new temporary normal. And that's hard to do. But I've got to say, everybody in my circle anyway is doing the best of it and making lemonade out of lemons.
Well, yeah, my kids are used to it. When we lived in North Dakota, they would often, at times on days off school and stuff, when they weren't quite old enough to stay home, they would have to hang out with me at the chamber all day. So on one hand, it's kind of normal. It's just different to be at home where, they just kind of come and go as they please.
And I think something that we're all spending a little more time on than normal, some of us are obsessed all the time, but even more so now that we're all kind of sitting and staring at screens all day, is social media. And that brings us into our conversation today about social media responsibility.
Absolutely. Social media responsibility. So social media responsibility, our lines have blurred so much between personal and professional time and space right now, and that we need to understand the impact that a person's social media presence has on their personal and professional life.
I've seen it happen time and again with somebody at the radio station where they'll be on their own time. They'll be perusing Facebook or on Instagram or something like that, and they'll share something that offends somebody that gets back to the boss, and the boss says, hey, just because you're not on the clock doesn't mean you're not on the clock. You're always representing us. You're always representing the radio station. You got to be careful what you're doing.
Well, exactly. I'm glad you mentioned that because, just like businesses and organizations have their social media brand or their presence, your individual personal page is your personal brand. And so you need to stop and think about, how do I want to be portrayed across the world, essentially on social media? And it affects not only, like you said, your employer when you have a job, but if you're looking for a job, the HR people will check your social media sites. And if you've got something vulgar or inappropriate on there, even if you have the right qualifications, there's a really highly likely chance that you will not get that job because of what's on social media.
Well, I can tell you the first thing that I do when somebody applies for a job at the radio station, obviously they'll send over a resume or they'll send over a cover letter. I immediately go try and find them on Facebook to find out what they're all about. And that's the truth. There's a lot of employers who do that.
They do. They don't only do Facebook. They will do a name search on Google. This goes the same way with any of the students that are trying to get scholarships or get into college admissions. It's the same thing. So whether you're looking for a job or trying to get into college or whatever, you still have to be very, very careful because people are checking. And so how do you manage that? How do you build that personal brand to be reflective in such a way that you can get those scholarships, college admissions, and jobs or promotions that you're after?
I think it's possible for you to live out loud on social media, but at the same time, be respectful of not only other people, but respectful of your own reputation.
Absolutely. So we have a couple of, you know how I always come up with my list. So we have a couple of things. So the first one is public versus private. And we touched on this a little bit, that you have to make the assumption that everything is public. Like I said earlier, even though your personal pages may be private, you may post on a friend's page whose friends may see you who are not private, or vice versa. You may post on a public for example, the the buy, sell, and trade pages that they have in the community. Those are completely public. So you've got to, have that assumption that everything is public, and therefore you need to make sure that you keep that in mind when you're posting.
You learn exactly how small of a world this is when you post something controversial on one of those public pages, because all of a sudden you start hearing about it from somebody who you didn't even think would ever scratch the surface of seeing that message, and now they've seen it, their friends have seen it, and word is out. And so, yeah, it's so important to be careful, and I think your idea that you have to assume everything that you post is public is a great idea.
Well, and that goes right in line with one of the other. We're going to jump around out of order here, according to your list, Brock, because what you just brought up is one of the things that it talks about. Is it is great to have an opinion and voice an opinion, but the danger with voicing some of those opinions on social media, as you know, is it's taken out of context. You don't have the tone and the body language, and so all of a sudden it blows up into this argument of words, which, like you said, can come back and bite you.
I think we're getting to the point where you need to exercise good judgment.
Yes, and and we've talked in the past about having good debates and discussions and having conflict, good conflict within your teams at work when you're trying to hash out and brainstorm. And those type of conversations need to stay person to person and not go online on social media.
And I think everybody's got that friend or a couple of friends who, I'm going to say, overshares everything on their Facebook page is something negative and something awful. And there's one person in particular that's in my head right now. She doesn't even know that I've seen her page because she's a friend of my wife's. But every post since this COVID-19 thing started has been very negative, very selfish, and it gives me an unfortunate opportunity to have a very negative opinion of her outlook on life because everything is negative. Everything is just awful.
Well, yeah, and one of the points is to be positive, because do you want that image, do you want your personal brand image to be that you are this Debbie Downer, this negative person?
Yeah, of course not.
No, you want to be liked, you want people to want to hang out with you. And what happens when you see those type of posts all the time? People start unfriending and following.
And the other thing is that when you post something on social media and it is negative, there's this little button, not just on Facebook, but on all of the social medias. It's called share. And people are more than excited to click that share button if it's something that they agree with or if it's something that they want to argue publicly. Social media moves so fast, you just really do have to think about what you're posting before you click post.
We do. And I'm so glad you mentioned that one, because that one is really the crux of what we're talking about. On the blog itself, when you go to the visitjeromeidaho.com, you'll see this image that Brock and I are looking at, and it's called Before You Post, Think, and they have an acronym. So with T for think, it is it true?
Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. H, is it helpful? Or will it hurt or harm somebody? So when you're doing those posts, I mean, how easy is it? And I find this sometimes, especially in text messaging, it is so easy to just kind of type a quick text, hit send, and then go, oh.
What did I do? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, maybe I shouldn't have said that, because it is so much easier to say something hurtful or harmful in a text message that you wouldn't say to somebody face-to-face.
Well, you got to think twice about it when you're looking at them face-to-face, because you have that human-to-human interaction, whereas in a text message, yeah, it's very easy to click send because you don't have to deal with that person face-to-face.
Yeah, and trying to retract that back right now, I know Apple announced that they were going to start offering on their next update retraction on text messages, but still, it's already gone. It's already out there.
Right.
So let's move on. I, in think, is it the information accurate and is it inspiring?
That's ultimately, I think, what a lot of folks want to do when they're posting an opinion or something like that on Facebook. You're trying to inspire someone. Maybe you're trying to persuade them to believe the way you're believing, but at the end of the day, you're trying to be inspirational.
Well, that's it. I mean, we can all have different opinions, but there's a way of doing it, like you said, of sharing your opinion and swaying their way of thinking to something different without being confrontational on social media.
I love N. I think N is probably my favorite part of the acronym.
So why don't you tell everybody what that one is?
Is it necessary?
Is it necessary? Is it needed? Do you have to post it? Does everybody really need to know what's on your dinner plate?
And that's exactly where I was going with that. You see so many people who go to their social media page just to complain, and they're complaining and complaining and complaining, and whether it's, you know, a cry for pity or whatever it may be, so much of it is unnecessary.
Yes. And the last one for K is it kind? And, you know, and that's ultimately what it is, you know, are we being kind and respectful, or is it needed? And so really think twice before you post. Social media has become such an important tool for marketing and communication. It's so dynamic. And that once again, we need to consider that this is how we're representing ourselves to the world.
You got a lot of this stuff posted up on the blog, and you can visit that right now. It's posted right now, www.visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. That's also where you can go get a complete list of normally things that would be happening in the Magic Valley. Obviously, it's a quiet world right now, and we're going to get into that coming up next hour. We're going to take a break. We're going to get into your news and weather coming up at 8 o'clock, and then about 8:15, we're going to talk again. Congratulate our business of the week and see what it's going to take to move forward here in Southern Idaho on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.